USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball announced on Friday it will move the 2021 All-Star Game out of Georgia because of a new Georgia law requiring photo IDs to vote. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the narrative that President Biden is pushing is a lie.
I sat here and listened to the president's inaugural address, and I just want a couple real quick points from it. Politics need not be a raging fire that destroys everything in its path, and we must reject a culture in which facts themselves are manipulated or made up. And Joe Biden's broken his own rule. He's lying about this bill. He's lying to the American people about it to cause the raging fire he said he was going to put out.
Governor Christie on ABC News. Hypocritical Major League Baseball says you must show a photo ID to pick up baseball tickets at all Major League Baseball parks. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Janet Yellen will use her first major address Monday as the Treasury Secretary to argue for a global minimum corporate tax rate. Yellen is to make the case for President Biden's plan to raise U.S. corporate taxes to fund his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Biden wants to increase corporate tax from 21 to 28%. President Trump lowered the U.S. tax rate from 35 to the current 21%. March Madness NCAA basketball has a champion in the women's category. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Stanford was victorious Sunday in the finals of the women's NCAA Division I basketball tournament, outlasting Arizona 54-53. The Cardinal winning their first national championship since 1992 and the third for head coach Tara Vanderveer. Haley Jones led Stanford with 17 points and was named the tournament's most outstanding player after averaging more than 14 points and 6 rebounds in 6 tournament games and shooting 60% from the field.
Thank you, Dan, and thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Let's get a U.S.-Mexico border update with Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
As the humanitarian crisis on the southern border continues to worsen, lawmakers are trying to push solutions to the immediate problem. Congressman Carlos Jimenez says that Congress needs to reform legal immigration. But the Florida Republican tells Fox News that there are more immediate steps that need to be taken, and they start with putting the Trump-era border policies back in place.
We need comprehensive immigration reform in this country, but it has to be legal. We're a country of laws. Look, the Customs and Border Protection folks told us what needed to be done. A, they needed more officers. B, they needed the border wall that was under construction, that to be completed. They need greater and better technology to help them out. They need the policies, better policies and the policies that were in place before
right.
to be restored. And I also think they need one more thing. We need to hire hundreds of additional judges so that we can adjudicate a lot of these cases asking for political asylum much faster, and that would disincentivize this wave that we're seeing.
The Mexico-United States border is the most frequently crossed border in the world, with approximately 350 million documented crossings annually. 14 games in Major League Baseball today. One early game at 1:10 p.m. Eastern as the Twins and Tigers go at it in Detroit. Be aware the Braves at Nationals has been postponed due to COVID-19 restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.